Revelation chapter 3. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, and that you have a name as if you are alive, but are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain which are about to die. For I have not found your works complete before God. Therefore, remember what you have received and heard, and hold on to this and repent. Now then, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you shall by no means know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy. The one who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things says the Holy One, the one who is true, the one who has the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, and who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no one has the power to shut it, because you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who proclaim themselves to be Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will cause them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept the word of my patience. I also will keep you from the time of temptation, which is about to come upon the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast that which you have, so that no one may take away your crown. The one who overcomes, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall not go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which will come down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginner of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you be either cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and are neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing. And you do not understand that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold purified by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and to anoint your eyes with eye salve, so that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To the one who overcomes, will I give authority to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.